Let's make this simple. You just got a sign up. Someone handed you their email, gave you permission to reach out, and then you show them a dry confirmation page and wait. What if that single moment could become your next win? I'm Mason Reed. Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. Today, I want to show you how a tiny thank you page tweak can turn that post-sign-up attention into measurable action. And I'll read exact one-line microcopy you can paste straight into your page. Quick vignette. A coach I worked with thought their funnel was fine. They got decent sign-ups, but low calls booked. One afternoon, we swapped the generic "Thanks for signing up" page for single, clear ask. Book a 15-minute clarity call to lock in your next step. We left everything else the same. 2 weeks later, their booked calls doubled. No extra ads, no redesign, just a respectful next step at the moment their attention was highest. That's the moment I want you to capture. Here's what matters. Neuroscience and simple psychology agree. People are unusually receptive right after they opt in. They just said yes. Their attention is focused, motivation is up, and the friction to take one more small action is lower than it will be tomorrow. Use that window. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity about what to ask for next. Credibility check. I'll quote a creator who ran this exact play. She said, "We tracked clicks from the thank you page and saw a 35% lift in booking rate over baseline, and that hurt the idea that everything had to happen in the nurture email weeks later." Small experiments, measurable lift. That's the kind of result we want. Promise up front, in the next few minutes, I'll read 4 battle-tested thank you page variants and give you exact microcopy to use. I'll also hand over a 1-row KPI template you can copy to measure lift in 7 days. If you want the snippets and the KPI to paste in, check the show notes after the episode. I've put them there so you don't have to transcribe anything. Thanks, you're in. Want to introduce yourself to our group? Reply with a 1-sentence intro, or share this post and tag us. Not now. Variant B, 1-question qualifier. Use this for better lead routing or to personalize follow-ups. Example question, what's the one goal you'd like help with in the next 90 days? Type 1 sentence. Opt-in wording, keep it voluntary and private. Answer below to help us personalize your next email. We won't share your reply. Placement rules. Single field, optional checkbox for consent, small privacy line underneath. Use this when you need context, but want to respect privacy. Variant C, low price starter offer. Good when you sell services or digital products. Microcopy. Special offer. Book a 30-minute starter session for $29, limited to the next 20 people who sign up. Price framing. Show the original value and a risk-free guarantee. If it's not helpful, we'll refund. Placement. Prominent button, clear refund line, and an alternative "not now" link below the button. Use this when a low-cost entry reduces the barrier to commitment. Variant D, tracked referral link. Use when you want to measure direct referrals from the thank you page. Microcopy. Share your short link and get a free upgrade when 3 friends sign up. Short link setup. Create a UTM-tagged short link and show it on the page with a copy button. Fallback. If tracking fails, instruct new signups to paste a friend's email into a referral form. Use this when referral growth is your goal and you can reliably track clicks. Now, the tracking matrix and your 1-row KPI template. Use UTMs and a short link for each variant. The matrix columns, variant, destination URL, UTM source, short link, primary metric, clicks to booking, offer, or response, secondary metric, bookings or revenue, notes. 1-row KPI template you can copy right now. Variant, A, date range, 7 days, signups, 120, clicks from TY page, 24, click rate, 20%, bookings or conversions, 8, conversion rate from clicks, 33%. That single row is enough to tell you if the variant moved the needle. 2 quick A-B tests you can run in 7 days. Test 1, current thank you page versus variant B, 1-question qualifier. Goal, measure click-to-book or reply rate over 7 days. Start with equal traffic split, track clicks and replies, and look at net booked calls. Test 2, variant C, low price starter versus variant D, referral link, on the same traffic for traffic you can control. Measure revenue per 100 signups. These aren't forever experiments. run them for 7 days, confirm link integrity, then decide whether to roll out. Ethics and privacy checklist. Say this out loud as your copy guideline. Use value-first language, make every CTA voluntary, expose only one prominent action, include a tiny privacy line, such as, we keep this private, replies are used only to personalize your experience, and store only the minimal data needed. If you collect qualifiers, show a clear consent checkbox and a link to your privacy policy. If tracking fails, fall back to manual tagging for the first 10 to 20 signups. Confirm attribution by hand so your data isn't misleading.
Okay, a 20-minute launch checklist so you can swap copy and go live today. 1. Pick a single variant to test. 2. Update your thank you page headline and place one clear CTA above the fold. 3. Add UTM parameters and create a short link. 4. Click test every link on mobile and desktop. 5. Publish and start the 7-day timer. 6. Manually verify the first 10 signups for correct attribution. 7. After 7 days, copy the one-row KPI into your spreadsheet and compare to baseline. That's it. 20 minutes, measurable result.
A quick creator quote to wrap the credibility loop. The thank you page became our second conversion event. That one polite ask after sign-up turned passive leads into engaged prospects. That's from a creator who treated the page as part of the funnel, not a dead end. And honestly, that's the mindset shift I want you to take away. Here's today's marketing move. Pick one variant, implement it on your thank you page, and track the single row KPI for 7 days. That's a real, measurable experiment you can finish before the end of next week. If you want a tiny nudge, try variant B if you need better lead context, or variant C if you want to accelerate paid conversions. Before you go, remember the show line. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. If you liked this, tell one friend. Leave a quick review. And if you implemented a variant, share one metric in our community so other listeners can learn. I'll put the exact microcopy and the one-row KPI template in the show notes for easy copying. See you tomorrow for another simple, practical move.